the makers of that good Weber's bread, present your all-star Western Theater. From Hollywood comes your all-star Western Theater, starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, bringing you the music, the stories, and the spirit of the great open spaces. Now, here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Riding down to Santa Fe, just beyond the mountains and across the way, see that sun hang low in the west, for the land I'm loving the best. Here we go, my old pinto. Gotta see a preacher about a gal, so let's burn the trail and yonder we'll go. Riding down to Santa Fe, hey, riding down to Santa Fe. The boss and I'll collect my pay. Need $100 or more to get that ring she's been waiting for. Don't be slow, my old Benno. She'll be there awaiting at the door. So let's burn the trail and yonder we'll go. Riding down to Santa Fe. Hey, riding down to Santa Fe.
Thank you, folks, and a big Western welcome to all of you. This is Foy Willing asking you to relax and listen while we heard a few Western songs and an exciting story into the old corral. The Riders of the Purple Sage are ready now with a mighty sweet song of the border for this next spot. It's that favorite of yours and mine, Sleepy Rio Grande.
Friends, even if you've never had the good fortune of visiting a ranch or a farm, it's easy to catch up on some Western culinary treats. Yes, sir, you just get yourself good and hungry in the morning and sit down to a real country-style breakfast. Thick ham, fried egg, golden butter, jam, and plenty of good Weber's bread. Ah, what a treat. Why, meals like that just go with the West, and Weber's bread goes, too. It has wonderful fine texture, soft freshness, and extra rich flavor. Yes, and that's what you get in every slice of good Weber's bread. Why, it's a real treat, morning, noon, or night. Good eating between meals, too. So if you want a really satisfying bread, bread that gives you softness, freshness, true goodness, look for the blue and white checked gingham wrapper. That's good Weber's bread. It's delivered oven fresh to your grocery store every day.
Boy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage would like to do a little explaining in rhythm. They'll point out a few features that you may or may not like about our Western country, but they come to the same musical conclusion that all of us do out here. I still love the West.
They say that a cowboy lives lazy and long, just hanging around campfires and singing a song. Now you can believe me, that don't mean a thing. When I'm through at night, I'm just too tired to sing.
Ooh, a cowboy's living is far from the best. Ooh, but don't get me wrong, for I still love the West.
They gave me a pinto and said, learn to ride. I jumped on that pony and oh, how I tried. It started to gallop and jumping around. It's now been 8 years and I still can't sit down.
Ooh, ooh, a cowboy's living is far from the best. Ooh, but don't get me wrong, for I still love the West.
The payday is $30 and all you can eat. And that's once a month, and you don't get much meat. You say paint the town red, but you don't, and you ain't. With just $30, you can't buy much paint.
Ooh, a cowboy's living is far from the best. Ooh, but don't get me wrong, for I still love the West.
On Saturday night, I dress up like a dude, and I go a-courting, I'm just in the mood. When we get to town, I meet up with my pal. He borrows my money, walks off with my gal.
Ooh, a cowboy's living is far from the best. Ooh, but don't get me wrong, for I still love the West.
There'll now be a brief pause while Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage get out the music for the next number.
Oh, no, there won't, Terry. If I don't know this song by heart, I'll never be able to go back to Texas. And if the rest of the boys can't stay with me, they'd better turn in their cards and the Cowboys local.
Ah, Texas music, maybe?
One of the best, Terry. Good old San Antonio Rose.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio, where in dreams I live with a memory beneath the stars all alone.
It was there I found beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above. Moonlit paths that only she would know, still hears my broken song of love.
Moon in all your splendor, long lay my heart. Call back my rose, rose of San Antonio. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals far apart. Speak once again of my love, my own.
Broken song, empty words I know,
still live in my heart all alone.
For that moonlit path by the Alamo,
and rose, my rose of San Antonio. Moon in all
all your splendor, no, only my heart. Call back my rose, rose of sad and tone. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own.
All broken, sung empty words I know.
Still live in my heart all alone.
All that moonlit path by the Alamo.
And rose, my rose of San Antonio.
Story time again in our All-Star Western Theater. Time for another adventure with Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage in the wide open country, out where the sun goes down. Down in the desert country near the Arizona border is a wild land of sand and rocky mountains. It looks like a country that the good Lord forgot to finish. But in its rugged way, it has a lot of beauty. And to the few people who live there, it's a land of peace and contentment. It takes courage and a lot of work to make a living from this barren country. But a few ranchers and prospectors have made it pay. And some unusual people who follow strange occupations live in the Copa Mountains. One of them hunts rattlesnakes for a living. Another gathers the semi-precious gems from the canyon floors. But none has a stranger job than Stony Smith, who with an old bulldozer and a decrepit truck mines the native sandstone that later is made into the ornate homes and luxurious swimming pools and patios of Hollywood's movie stars. Stoney's a great old character and a good friend of the Riders of the Purple Sage. Every now and then we find them drifting along to the desert land for a visit with Stony Smith.
Drifting along.
Stony has moved his ancient machinery and his camp far back into the hills. Boy Willing and Al Sloy had hunted for some time to find him. When they did, they found him camped beside a clear, cold stream, relaxing in the shade of sandstone cliffs.
Stony, this is sure a beautiful spot. How did you find a river in the middle of the desert?
Well, it ain't much of a river, but it sounds pretty. Makes the desert seem sort of cool and nice.
Tell me, Stoney, where does it come from?
Out of a spring up the canyon, runs down the rocks for about a quarter mile, disappears.
Oh, what a dude hotel you could put in here. Fix it up nice and charge the tourists $25 a day.
Don't you go getting no ideas. Just leave the desert the way it is.
Okay.
Those of us that lives out here likes it.
Well, it's nice and peaceful anyhow. How'd you happen to find it?
Looking for some fancy flagstone. Got an order for about 20 tons of it. Thought I might find it up here.
You could make a nice profit on that much, couldn't you?
Yep. But I didn't find any.
That's too bad, Stoney.
Nope. Found a river, didn't I?
Sure, but you can't sell a river.
No, but you can sit beside it and take life easy. Nothing wrong with that, is there?
No, I guess there isn't. I know a few characters in Hollywood that'd be a lot better off if they felt the same way.
Sit down, relax. Take off your boots and dip your feet in the water. Real nice.
Seems a little silly. But not too silly at that.
I got a better idea. See that pool down there?
Yeah.
I'm going swimming.
Swimming? In
yep.
The middle of the desert? Now, that's really something. Hey, what's that?
Get down here, Dad Burns. Somebody's shooting at us.
Well, I am down. If I go any lower, I'll be buried.
Look out. I can shoot. Don't stick your head up.
Don't worry, Stoney. I wish I could see where those shots are coming from. I'd like to send a few back.
I'll take a quick peek.
Keep down, Stoney.
Oh!
Hey, Stoney, your head.
Yeah, bad.
I saw him, boy. Give me that rifle, quick.
There you are, Al. See if you can give those polecats some trouble.
Yeah.
Let's see that shoulder, Stoney.
That worried him. They're moving back up the hill.
Keep shooting, Al.
Yeah.
Stoney's hurt pretty bad.
Ah, missed him, darn it.
There's a bandage, Stoney. I'll get it on and make you comfortable. But we'll have to get you to a doctor.
Oh, that's a silly trick sticking my head out. But I can't understand why they'd be shooting at us in the first place.
Yeah, they get right mad when I come close to them.
Keep your head down, Al.
Yeah.
I don't want two wounded men to work on.
Well, there's four or five of those birds for you. You think we can chase them out of the canyon?
I'd like to try to plug a few of them for what they did to Stoney. But I think we'd better pile into the car and get Stoney to a doctor.
I guess you're right. Well, let's bring the sheriff back with us and run those buzzards down.
All right, I'll go for that. Now, here. Give me a hand with Stoney if the coast is clear.
Just a minute. Right. Nobody's shooting back. Let's go so we can get back and get after
him. Come on.
was it we said about this being a peaceful canyon?
Well, that was before all the shooting started. Sheriff, I don't see how we can get them out of those rocks.
I don't either, Foy. There's four of us and maybe four or five of them. Looks like a real battle. Hey, Bob, did you bring that submachine gun over there?
I sure did, Sheriff, but it ain't going to do us no good in there. Those boys are perched behind the big boulders and they can really shoot.
He's right. We can't hit them from the floor of the canyon, but they can sure pour it on us if we move.
You've got to figure something out. It's a gang of bank bandits that we've been hunting for months. Evidently, they've been holing up in here where there was plenty of water and no one could find them.
Yeah, we might as well go back and get the army. We need a tank or an armored car to run them out of their holes.
Yeah, a tank would be just the thing.
Too bad we haven't got one.
Yeah. Say, maybe we have. What about Stoney's bulldozer?
Bulldozer? Does that old thing work?
Why, sure. Stoney's been making a living with it for years.
We could raise the blade for a shield and just tear away right up the canyon.
Hey, it worked in the South Pacific during the war. Maybe it'll work here.
All right, come on. Let's try it.
Get down, boys.
Keep me covered. I'll run for it.
I'm coming with you, Foy.
Here we are. Climb up.
Wow, those slugs are coming close.
Where's the switch?
Right there. This is the starter over here.
Brother, I hope it worked.
Yeah.
Hurry, Foy. Are you ready to charge it?
There she goes.
Clever. Get started.
Yeah. Hey, they see it. They're firing at the bulldozer.
Raise the blade. That'll stop their slugs. Hurry.
You never saw anybody hurry like I'm hurrying.
Here we come, Sheriff. Hop on.
This is it. Come on, Bob.
Just like General Patton. Ah. Hey, are you sure those slugs won't come through?
I think we're safe enough. Unless they spread out and shoot around the sides.
Let's do a little shooting ourselves and keep them hurried together.
There's one. Hey, they're running for that cave. We've got them now.
We can't follow them in there. Open her up, boy.
All right.
Hey, that's close enough. Shut her up, boy.
We can't go in there after them.
Hey, stop her. I want to talk to them.
Okay.
All right, you in there. Come out with your hands up. Either come out or we'll shove rocks down over the cave and leave you in there forever.
That'll get them out.
There's your answer. They want to keep on shooting.
Okay. Start her up and shove a little dirt over the mouth of the cave. Get a load of these big boulders, too. They'll make plenty of noise.
They'd scare me if I was in that cave.
Boy, look at this thing. Move those big rocks.
Yeah. You going to bury them in there?
Not unless we have to.
All right. Shut her off, boy.
All right.
This is your last chance. Come out with your hands up or we'll close up the cave tight.
Okay, we'll come out. Shut off that darn tractor. Give us a break.
That does it. I was afraid I'd have to bury him in there, and I didn't like the idea.
I didn't either, but wait till I tell Stoney what his tractor did. Well, this'll almost make up for the hole in his shoulder.
Yep, sure is a peaceful little canyon, isn't it? My arm will get well a lot quicker here than it would in that hospital.
Yeah, sure is nice and peaceful, Stoney. But, you know, it was real exciting for a while.
Yeah.
Well, I still think you should take that bulldozer of yours, Stoney, and dig out a place for a nice dude hotel.
That's a good idea.
Well, you could make a fortune.
Oh, sir, not me. I'm saving this for myself and my friends. Why, when I don't feel like working, I can dangle my feet in the water. Or maybe just sit and rest.
Well, you don't sound very ambitious, Tony. You know, but maybe you've got the right idea, Sam.
Oh, I'll work once in a while. All I have to do is start up the bulldozer and dig that flagstone out of the canyon wall over there.
Well, I thought you said you didn't find any flagstone in here.
Say, that's right.
Oh, that was before you two got to shoving the hillside around. When you started bluffing those bandits out of the cave, you uncovered the finest ledge of flagstone in all Arizona. You set me up in business for the rest of my life.
You know, in the days of the Old West, life in California was not as free and easy as it is today. Oh, they had good food and good times, true. But it took a lot more doing to prepare a tasty, attractive meal than it does today. Yes, sir. Now, take a staple like bread. Why, it had to be baked at home. But today, most folks let Weber's do their baking. There's lots of reasons for that, too. First, Weber's bake good bread. Second, Weber's bread is always soft, fresh. Third, Weber's bread is always nutritious. And fourth, Weber's bread is extra rich in flavor. Yes, sir, those are mighty good reasons why modern homemakers let Weber's bake their bread. Why don't you join the thousands who always call for Weber's good bread? You'll find it in your favorite grocery store in the gay blue and white checked gingham wrapper. That's Weber's bread. Good Weber's bread.
And now, folks, here's something different. Bud Seifert and his accordion. Johnny Paul and his fiddle. Jerry Vaughn and his steel guitar. Boy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage and Avalon. Cowboy's life is sun and wind and hard work in a hard saddle. It's a tough life in a tough land. But what else would a cowboy want? What else but a land with cattle to work and a horse to ride? A heaven of sun and wind and saddle leather. The Riders of the Purple Sage and Home on the Range.
Swan goes gliding along, like a maid in a heavenly dream. Then I would not exchange my home on the range where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word and the skies are not cloudy all day. Discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy.
This one to the end of the trail. But we'll be jogging your way again next week, and we hope you'll ride along with us. This is Foy Willing saying so long for Al Floyd, Johnny Paul, Scotty Harrell, and Bud Siebert, the riders of the Purple Sage. Tyler McVeigh and Bob Bruce helped us tell our story today. Our musical arranger is Jerry Vaughn. Thanks to Paul Pierce, who writes and directs our show. And thanks to all of you for being with us. Be good to yourself, and be back again next week.
Join us next week when the bakers of that good Weber's bread bring you another All-Star Western Theater program. By the way, if you'd like to see one of our shows here in Don Lee's beautiful new studios, write to Ticket Department, Mutual Broadcasting System, Hollywood 28, California. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.